If your home or business flooded, you might seek higher ground. Here, the people didn't go somewhere else. They just began lifting all of their buildings. The unusual tale is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
After a massive flood in 1862 that left the city of Sacramento underwater for several months, citizens decided to lift buildings an average of 10 feet to put them above flood stage. It was a process that took over a decade.
They had men here willing to do the labor. They had jack screws, and they lifted the buildings. One of the lifters said that he lifted as fast as he had jacks.
Sean Taylor says it was a massive undertaking to lift some of the city's businesses.
The largest building at the time was called the Tolles Hotel. It needed 433 jacks. There were three different building-raising companies at work. They employed 74 men on that project. That meant that each man had responsibility for 6 or 7 jacks apiece.
Thus began a process that was repeated many, many times to slowly raise the buildings.
A supervisor would whistle at the corner of a building. At the whistle, each worker would try to turn those 6 or 7 jacks a quarter turn apiece. Supervisor would go around and underneath and check to see that all the jacks were true. Whistle again. All the workers would turn their jacks a quarter turn again.
But it wasn't just the buildings that had to be raised.
So first step is lifting up the street. So building walls to contain the street, filling that void with muck and mud, topping it off with gravel, planking that. Now you've got the streets out of the way.
The streets closest to the river were raised 25 feet. Since the streets and buildings were raised over a period of a decade, it was not uncommon to have streets and buildings at a variation of heights. Today, you can take a tour of the underground of some of those buildings to see how the city was lifted to higher ground. Traveling the countryside in Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McCray.